You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
God has been merciful to all of us. He's been kind to us. If today we are alive, it's not because we are better than others. It's not because we are more connected. It's not because we look better than others. It's just by God's grace. Scripture spells it out clearly that for it is because of the Lord's mercies by which we are not consumed. So we ought to be grateful for seeing another Friday. It's not everybody who saw a Monday that's seen this Friday. And if we're alive today, it's just by God's grace and mercies. Now, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, throughout this month, we must keep focus on this scripture based on which we have the theme, Arise and Shine Through Good Works. The rest of the year should be full of good works because of the understanding gained in this month as we focus on this theme, Arise and Shine Through Good Works. The Lord will provide us grace as we avail ourselves in Jesus' name. We are here to pray. It's Glorious Friday, and today's focus is glory revealed in secret and public works. Now, our scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 4, reads that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. I read it one more time. Thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Now, we find in the scripture that God sees both visible and hidden works, both bringing him glory when done unto him. You know, we keep talking about good works. Good works, yes, we see in scripture, Jesus went about doing good. Most of those things publicly, you could identify that this and that he did. There would be other people there, and he would heal the blind. He would raise the dead. When he was raising Lazarus, it wasn't in secret. Everybody was there. Everybody saw him command Lazarus to come out of the tomb. Many a time when we say good works in people's minds, yes, public display of God's goodness, that is important, yes. And God actually, it's in his character to publicly shame the enemy, to publicly destroy the enemy. Scripture says that the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead, that spirit dwells in us, talking about the Holy Spirit, how much more shall he quicken our mortal bodies? The raising of Christ Jesus, everybody saw Jesus risen. The display of God's power. But there are good works that are not always seen publicly. And we should not be discouraged when we are showing forth good works or doing good to others. And we don't have a whole spectacle. As a matter of fact, there are instances where nobody must be there. When Jesus was sharing a word of knowledge with the woman at the well, there was nobody there. The disciples were not there. And Jesus was witnessing to this woman, displaying the power of God, telling her that even the husband you are with now, he's not yours, and you've been with these number of people. And then he expounded truth to her, telling her that the time is coming that nobody's going to say that worship at Samaria or on this mountain or that mountain. But the Spirit of God is going to dwell in man. In expounding those truths to her, evangelizing to that woman and displaying for good, nobody was there. That many a time we feel discouraged when we are being of help to others and nobody sees it. Sometimes even these people don't come back to say thank you. But today, we are here to know that God sees it all. He sees it all. He sees it all. Maybe your head pastor gave an instruction, do this, and then he just left. And you are like, in your mind, my director or my pastor said I should do this. They are not even here to see how I'm struggling to get it done. The difficulties I'm going through to get it done. Sometimes as managers or as supervisors, we sacrifice so much. Sometimes our team members are asleep. We have to stay awake to pray. Sometimes the little that is on us, we have to sacrifice for our team members. Sometimes we may not eat and we sacrifice the little money we have to support the transportation of a team member to make it to meeting where they are edified. And on top of all that, someone may pass a comment and make it seem as if you are doing nothing, yet you know in secret all the sacrifices that because of Jesus you are making for the work of the ministry you are making. Sometimes certain statements people say you have to absorb them and still show love and compassion. Compassion. Please understand that someone sees all the sacrifices that you are making in secret. It is never going unseen. So be encouraged. It is never going unseen. Matthew 6, 4, thy father which seeth in secret himself, he himself shall reward thee openly. When it comes to secret sacrifices, God himself gets involved. He himself gets involved. He rewards you openly. He doesn't consult anybody. He doesn't involve. He himself orchestrates everything and rewards you openly. It's not when others have seen. Sometimes people see that, oh, you went to an orphanage and then they are kind to you because they've seen what you have done. But the ones that people don't see, God takes it himself to reward you openly. So sometimes you see that some people are blessed, you don't understand, or they get certain opportunities, you cannot understand it because they in no way deserve all what they have received. In no way do they deserve it. But it's because the Lord we serve, he decided to reward what they had done in secret openly. In 2026, there will be marvelous and glorious shocks where we will see God bless many in our midst because of the secret sacrifices that they made. We will all see it happen. And give glory to God. Our first prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. To be seen of them. To the instrumentalist who feel that they will play more when there are people there watching them. If it's just a few, oh no, big stage. That's where we see our shining. But it's about God's stage, not big stage. It's about the God who seeth in secret. Let's be careful that our heart stays in serving the Lord, not men. So we ought to be careful when we are praying, Father in heaven, purify my motives. Let me seek your glory, not applause. In Jesus' name, to all of us, singers, may direct everybody, please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. As you see the prayer on the screen. Jesus.
seek your glory.
Let me not seek the applause of men. Let me not seek the applause of men, O Lord. Please purify my motives, my intents. Have mercy upon me. Search my heart, O Lord. And purify my intents. Purify my motives, Lord. Let my motives align with your will in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Not seeking men's approval or not seeking men's reward. About men seeing what I do. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anytime I've sought the approval or the men's reward, Lord, please forgive me. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Help me, Lord, serve you in spirit and in truth. And when no one is there to applaud what I do for you, Lord. You are the only one who can bless me, Lord. You are the only one who can change my life. You are the only one who can change my story. You are the only one, Lord. When I sleep and you watch over me, Lord, you never sleep nor slumber. You are the only one who can promote me, because promotion comes from above. If any man will be kind to me, it is because, Lord, you move them to be kind to me. Therefore, Lord, every time, Lord, help my heart, stay on me, Lord. Cause my heart to stay aright with you. Let my motives be pure, O Lord. Let my motives be pure, be pure. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. We are praying, Father in heaven, train me in secret obedience and hidden service in Jesus' name. We want to be like Christ, that he will even help people and he will tell them, don't tell, you don't need to tell anyone, don't tell anyone. To have the heart to be able to help people, even in secret, and not exposing them in the name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to pray for the Lord. Help us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether financial support, whether, Lord, even counsel, in every way, Lord, to be able to help others without exposing them in the mighty name of Jesus. Train me in secret obedience and hidden service to you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Not bragging in financial support. Not bragging even in rescuing others. Not bragging. Not bragging in evangelizing. Not bragging. Never bragging, Lord. By giving all the glory to you. In the name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Colossians 3:17. We are praying, Father in heaven, let your name be glorified in everything I do, in Jesus' name. Everything, emphasis on everything I do, let your name be glorified. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Jesus, in the name of 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 Jesus, in There's only one Father in heaven, His only begotten Son, Jesus, creator of all things. All things were made by Him, and for Him, He owns it all. Jesus owns it all. There's no way to access eternal life, even after death, without Christ Jesus. And so today, I want to invite you. Jesus wants to be the Lord over your life, so that you can be part of His kingdom and never suffer death. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you made for man, that through faith in you, by your grace, I can be saved. Therefore today I turn away from my sins, Lord. Please have mercy upon me. Forgive me in any way that I've sinned against you or I've neglected your invitation. I pray that, Lord, please from this day be the Lord over my life. I dedicate my life into your hands. I choose to serve you with my days forever and ever. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, granting me power to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you.
I give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. Your way,
so glorious in your praise.
If you gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Though music, stand out with God.